This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The cabinet has approved development of Greenfield Airport at Kota Bundi in Rajasthan at an estimated cost of 1,507 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav announced the Union Cabinet's decision while briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon.
Greenfield Airport, naya airport banega, Kota Bundi Airport. करीब 20,000 स्क्वायर मीटर की टर्मिनल बिल्डिंग बनेगी 3,200 मीटर का रनवे बनेगा 1,000 एकड़ जमीन राजस्थान सरकार इसके लिए फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट दे रही है और करीब 1507 करोड़ रुपए का इन्वेस्टमेंट इसमें आएगा कैपेसिटी इसकी होगी 2 मिलियन पैसेंजर्स पर एनम
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड कैबिनेट हैज आल्सो अप्रूव्ड कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ 6 लेन एक्सेस कंट्रोल कैपिटल रीजन रिंग रोड इन ओडिशा एट अ कॉस्ट ऑफ ओवर 8,307 करोड़ रुपीस Parliament has passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill will further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill provides that lease holders may apply to the state government for adding other minerals to an existing lease. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament today were disrupted over the issue of Special Intensive Revision SIR drive of electoral rolls in Bihar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned 3 times, while the Rajya Sabha witnessed 1 adjournment before being adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha met after the 3rd adjournment at 4 p.m., the Lok Sabha passed the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025 amid the noisy scene. Moving the bill, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said, The bill seeks to establish the Indian Institute of Management at Guwahati in Assam, which is an important centre of the northeastern region of the country. Later, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Union Minister of Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan has accused the Tamil Nadu government for not giving more than 5 lakh houses to the people under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen. In reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Chauhan said that the state government has not sanctioned 2,15,000 houses to the people and additionally 3,10,000 houses under the scheme have also not been constructed despite allocations in budget. US President Donald Trump held a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today on Ukraine conflict. The Kremlin said that conversation initiated by President Trump followed his recent talks with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders in Washington. According to Kremlin aide Yuri Ushakov, the Russian president welcomed Mr. Trump's initiative and praised his role in promoting peace efforts. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held the 24th round of special representatives' dialogue on the boundary question between the countries in New Delhi today. In his opening remarks, Mr. Doval said the situation along the border has improved over the past 9 months and has remained peaceful and quiet.
There has been an upward trend. Borders have been quiet. There have been peace and tranquility. Our bilateral engagements have been more substantial. And we are most grateful to our leaders who in Kazan in October last were able to set a new trend. And we have profited a lot since then. The new environment that has been created has helped us.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi emphasized that the setbacks the two countries experienced in the past few years were not in the interests of the people of both sides. The Chinese Foreign Minister is on a 2-day official visit to India. Relentless rainfall continues to disrupt life across Maharashtra's Konkan region. A cloudburst in Nanded district claimed 8 lives, with the Hasnal village still 80% submerged. The army, along with the state disaster response force, is actively conducting relief and rescue operations, relocating residents, setting up medical camps and distributing food. In Mumbai, 300 millimeters of rainfall caused severe waterlogging, leading to evacuation of people in Kurla. Schools, colleges and government offices remained shut, while local train services were hit. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said the state administration continued to monitor the situation closely. Benchmark domestic equity indices increased today, ending with gains of over 0.40%. Sensex rose 370 points to close at 81,644. And that is the end of this news bulletin.